Happy Saturday, friends. Last week, I mentioned how it's very easy to place the things of this world at such a high value. During that time, the Lord revealed something to me. He asked me, "Why do you ask me a question I gave you an answer to?" He then proceeded to tell me, "You're in a state of worry and you're freaking out because the things of this world began to take precedence in your life." In other words, I was in a place where I began to get comfortable in my assignments and relationships. I'm so thankful that God shows us ourselves along with proceeding to help us get back on the course. Today, I wanted to go a little deeper into that. You know, we hear so much about not making things idols and putting anything before God, right? Which is very true. However, we never hear much about having balance or even learning how to balance having a relationship with God while also trying to maneuver and transition into who we are called to be. Now, this is no excuse to get lackluster in our relationship with Christ. However, when the things that begin to take precedence in our lives are things like our family, children, significant other, or adult responsibilities, we can easily look at those things as not being idols. But what if I told you that you can easily make all of those things that I listed and more idols? You may be reading this and saying, "Well, I don't worship my family or my responsibilities in life." But see, you don't have to do the act of worshiping said thing in order to have an idol. Another definition of idol states a person or thing that is greatly admired, loved, or revered. We greatly love our family, we admire our significant others, and we respect our position and our responsibilities, to the point where we can easily put those things before God Himself. One thing that God showed me was how I immediately ran to Him to give me clarity on something He already gave me clarity on and to fix a situation that I thought was broken, all because I had become comfortable and failed at keeping Him on top. Of course, it wasn't intentional, but it was a great reminder that God isn't here to just fix our problems. He's here to guide us even during the ups. We don't have to wait until we are all bent out of shape to hear from God. If we are making it a point to fully be in relationship with God and to be consistent in communing with Him, then God will give us and show us everything that we need and more. God reminded me of something too. He said to me, "How is it that you want me to prepare you and get you ready for this particular phase in your life when you aren't being faithful in the phase that you're in now?" That really blew me because I knew that I had fell off in a particular area of my life. See, we have to remember that if we can't be faithful with little, God can't trust us with more. Again, we are human. However, we have to elevate out of that "I'm human" stage and begin to hold ourselves accountable. We have to be aware of what we are doing with the blessings that God has placed in our lives, along with the assignments that He has assigned us to as well. We have to be sure that we aren't putting the things of the world before Christ and that we're being faithful to Him. My prayer today is that we are often aware at what is taking precedence in our lives. I pray that we will make adjustments as often as needed. I pray that we will be more consistent in our relationship with Christ and that we will remove the comfortableness and lackluster attitudes. I pray that we will see God more than just a help in the time of need, but that we will see Him for all He is and more. With love, yours truly, Ebb.